Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 281 for Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Wednesday morning due to pressure from a stronger Canadian dollar, which made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. Canola was down $1 to $3, with the most active May contract down $1.90 at $467.80 per ton. Values were also pushed lower by losses in soybeans and soy meal, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also on the defensive. There are ideas that canola is overbought right now. Continued good weather in South America is helping the harvests in Brazil and Argentina, which was bearish for canola. However, canola has received some strength from soy oil, which limited the losses. Commercial demand remains strong, which underpinned the market, as well as a technical bias, which is leaning to the upside right now. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. Soybeans were down 1 cent with a May contract at $10.17 per bushel. Prices fell after rallying to a six-week high earlier this week on ideas that a protest by truckers in Brazil was gradually coming to an end. There were some thoughts that the job action by the truckers would disrupt shipments out of Brazil and convince China to switch to U.S. soybeans instead, but it appears the truckers are coming to a settlement. The outlook for palm oil crops in Malaysia and Indonesia are down 5 to 10%, which was good for soybeans. Corn was slightly lower, with the most active May contract at $3.84 a bushel. The direction of the corn market seems to be influenced by soybeans. Traders are also trying to figure out what effects President Obama's decision to veto the Keystone Pipeline will have on the ethanol market. A lot of U.S. corn is used to make ethanol. Both Ukraine and the European Union are offering the cheapest prices for corn on the international market. Wheat was lower, down 4 to 6 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 4 cents at $4.99 per bushel. Weak export demand and a strong American dollar continue to overhang the market. Egypt has reportedly purchased 290,000 metric tons of U.S. hard red winter wheat. However, analysts say this was fueled by a $100 million line of credit given to Egypt by the U.S. and wasn't indicative of the market as a whole. U.S. winter wheat has reportedly had some quality problems on the international stage, which isn't helping it find buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.